Day two of this TikTok thing, and today is an ode to an author who recently passed away, who really has a way of making the past and America come alive through writing. So David McCullough was a prominent historian and author who, I am a big fan of, and I just wanted to highlight three of his books that I have found to be quite interesting, well written, and worth the read. So the first one is his work, 1776. This book kind of tells the story of 1776 and the early independence movement through the people that lived it. It's very engrossing. It reads almost like a novel at times. One critique, it focuses mostly on the, elite landowning white men that are typically highlighted in tales of the revolution, and it doesn't tell the story of, black people, women, non-landowning whites, in quite the same detail that it gives to the elites like George Washington. The second book that I just finished on audiobook is The Wright Brothers, and this is my favorite David McCullough. He really captured the spirit of the Wright brothers and the desire for adventure and discovery and science. And honestly, the most enjoyable character in this whole saga is Catherine Wright. Perhaps a better name for the Wright brothers would be the Wright siblings, because Catherine, as it turns out, had just as large a role in the discovery and managing her brothers as Orville and Wilbur did. Finally, the third book is his most recent. It's called The Pioneers. It's a very interesting book. Greatly enjoyed it. It's got all the trademarks of a David McCullough novel. Again, the only critique I would have of this book is, it fails to really include, the first Americans that lived in the Ohio Valley as anything more than bit characters. There were stories there that should be told and maybe have been told by other authors that I really wish Mr. McCullough would have spent more time detailing. But the tales that he does give us of the, pioneers and the white families that moved into the Ohio Valley and the riverboats is engrossing and well worth the read. Thanks, everybody.